You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
2021, welcome back.
Ah, yes.
It's good to be back.
It feels real good, actually.
Over the Christmas break, I kind of, I did something which I would describe as a bit radical.
Okay.
And it's kind of changed my life.
All right. What cult have you joined?
Not a cult.
All right. Have you...
Although I could make this a cult.
Have you started yoga?
No.
Is that okay?
No, Simo. Right. I had a complete sock revamp, I think it's called.
Okay.
What happened, Simo? One day over the summer break, I was going through my sock drawer trying to find a nice pair of socks.
Mm.
And they're all old and they're all like, do you leave them out in the sun and they go like crusty and that sort of stuff? Has that happened to you?
No, I do tend to. I'm pretty good with my socks. I have like very moist feet a lot of the time. So I chuck them in the wash pretty soon after.
It's a bit disturbing.
Yeah.
What oversharing springs to mind?
Well, like because I've got... do you have any hair on your feet?
I think just the normal amount.
Okay, right. Well, I don't know if it's normal because it's hobbit's feet, right?
Yeah.
I've got some a little bit on the top of my feet and also on the top of my toes.
Yeah, no, that's not the same with me.
Okay, good, right.
No, but Simo, yeah, so mine, they're all old. Some have got holes in. So I was just, you know what, over summer, I'm just going to get every single sock that I own. I don't care whether it's an old, holy, crusty sock or like a proper new one.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to throw it out and just go online and order brand new socks and just start all over again.
Okay.
So I go,
that is radical.
I went online, bought a mixture of like ankle socks, like just plain white ankle socks, of which a pair I am wearing today.
Okay.
As well as hilarious pun-related socks and winter socks as well.
Very good.
And it has changed my life.
I got a pair of socks for Christmas.
So, mate, there is nothing better than like a brand new pair of socks.
Fresh ones are great.
Fresh, straight from the shop. Mm. There is nothing better.
Yes.
And when you open your drawer and you see an array of 15 pairs of brand new socks, oh my God.
Do you wear matching ones all the time?
I try to, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think, let me check. I think I'm odd today.
Oh, what about your socks?
Nope, hold up. Nope, I'm matching today. It's going to be a good Monday.
But Simo, after the, let's face it, crap year that we had last year, and socks are so cheap as well, like got like 15 for like 10 bucks or something like that. It is a brilliant way to re-energize yourself.
Brand new socks.
And I thoroughly recommend it. And this hasn't been a sponsored bit for the National Sock Commission of Australia.
So is this something you're going to repeat in 2022? Like you're going to go for a year with these ones? That's all they get.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good thought. I hadn't thought of that. I don't know. We'll see how this... I wouldn't be against it.
And did you send your socks to Goodwill or did you just throw them out?
No one wants my old socks.
How dare you?
No.
There are children that are sockless in Africa that are going without socks because you just threw yours out.
Yeah, they wouldn't want them.
they wouldn't want them.
No, even like there were some that had been in there. Like I didn't even remember buying this sock.
Actually, did you get the ones with the toes? You know how there's those socks that you can get?
What do you mean?
Like there's the ones with the toes, like the individual...
I'm pretty sure all socks have... you can get gloves for your fingers that don't have the fingertips. They don't do socks with the toes sticking out.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
How Why?
You clearly didn't do your research.
No, I just went to like Target.
Rookie move. Yeah, they do because they're like gloves for your feet.
Okay.
They'd freak me out though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they should all be together. You don't want to isolate your toes.
I like that we've had 4 weeks off to think of something good to talk about, and the first thing we're talking about is socks.
Worth it.
Simo and Jordan.
Now, the COVID-19 lockdowns, we've had our fair share in Australia.
Uh-huh.
How have you been? You coped quite well, didn't you?
Well, I mean, I think it was a tough and a bit of a bizarre time for everyone, the year 2020, and I think I speak for everyone when I say... Glad that's behind us.
Most people went one way or the other. Either got on the couch and got fat or, like, got ripped and got fit.
Simo, I'll give you a guess as to which way I went. You probably don't need it, though.
Well, both you and I chose one way.
Lots of Pringles were consumed.
By one of us. However, lockdowns are still occurring. This story out of Canada, a 4-week-long curfew has been implemented.
Okay.
Now, skirting the COVID-19 rules, they have to stay in their homes until 8 p.m. Sorry, they have to stay in their homes from 8 p.m. in the evening until 5 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
Now, this caught my attention because police stopped a woman who was out and about with a dog lead. Okay?
Okay.
Because you're allowed to walk your dogs.
What, you're allowed to, after the curfew, that's...
Correct.
Okay, so you're allowed to, okay.
Mm. So you're allowed to, I mean, us here in the Snowies, obviously, lots of dog owners would, they too would like to be out and about, making sure that they get the right amount of cardio for their pup.
I mean, yes, but you are essentially a dog owner. You have a dog at the house that you live in.
Yes.
Do you go out and walk Barney, I believe the name?
I did. I walked him over the weekend. Only problem was police stopped this woman because she wasn't walking a dog.
Wait, so she had the lead?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, so she had a dog lead, but not a dog.
No, she had something else on the lead. It wasn't an empty lead.
A lizard.
She had her husband on the lead.
Right. Okay, tradition. Okay. Without wanting to get too, you know, adult X-rated.
It is time for a love chat. Love chat, baby. Love a good love chat.
Some people do enjoy the experience of being on a lead,
yeah.
Particularly late at night.
Mm, yes.
In Canada.
Yeah, so I don't know if I would. Geez, you'd have to have a lot of trust, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that I'm going to do over the weekend.
It's in a public space.
Yeah, and then there's a pandemic going on.
Oh, my God.
So what? So she did the cops came and saw, was it... A lead? Did she get a fine or something? Or
well, they claim the woman told police that she was just out walking her dog. Not great for the husband.
Nah, the husband's self-esteem, probably not good.
The couple did not collaborate with police at all. They've been fined $6,000.
Do you mean cooperate? It's like collaborate. Oh, we didn't make a song together. We didn't collaborate on a song.
We didn't feature. Yeah, so.
It's not like woman walking husband featuring police.
So, yeah, I don't know about what's going on over there, but clearly anything in any way that you can get a bit of exercise during a lockdown, people are trying.
Well, I mean, 100% stay safe. Obviously, I think we endorse that during COVID.
Well, that's how you keep your dog safe. Keep him on a leash, Jordan.
Yeah, but your husband?
Keep him on a leash.
Did they have, like, a dog at home just kind of waiting by the door going, I'm pretty sure that leash was for me.
The dog's actually walking the cat at the time.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, this is our first show. We are back for 2021.
It feels good.
Which means for the last couple of weeks, I haven't been able to say, Simo, we have a Beefalo update.
Oh, a Beefalo update.
We need like a siren or something like that. The Beefalo siren.
I need a little cow just to cross live to and just give us a moo. Actually, it's here, but they're not doing it.
it's a silent cow.
Come on, buddy. Not getting anything out of the cow.
No, we don't have the cow sound effect on hand. Okay, well, Simo, the Beefalo, it was a story that captured my imagination last year. It was a story of a Beefalo is like a cow-buffalo hybrid, it was called. That it was, this happened all over in America in a place called Plymouth, which is in Connecticut. It was on its way to the abattoir. So the deed was going to take place.
On its way to heaven, Jordan.
Yes, thank you.
It was climbing a stairway to heaven.
I don't know how it can climb with hooves.
It was on a highway to hell.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
That's me song related.
Correct.
Jokes you can do. No, so yes, it was on its way to the abattoir when it escaped.
Yes.
And since it escaped, like 6 months ago now, it has just been living out in the kind of
wilderness.
Out in the wilderness, in the countryside, that sort of thing. Just outside Connecticut in America, and it's become something of legend. Like there's like it's a bit like the Loch Ness Monster.
It's a little bit like X-Men as well. Something bio-engineered on the loose.
Yeah, because it's become like the local shops have been selling merchandise. There's like T-shirts. Like people have been out trying to find it, take pictures of it, kind of going, "Is that it? Is that just a blurry? Is that I don't know." There was like CCTV footage of it going into the trap that the police set up for it, eating the food and then leaving.
It's reaching that stage of mythology where, you know, people will look at security cameras, there'll be a smudge on the lens and they'll be like, it's the Beefalo.
Well, Simo, that is more or less the update that I bring to you right now.
It's mythology now.
I mean, the local police have revealed an update of the Beefalo. that they have dubbed Buddy, so Buddy the Beefalo. Buddy is set to be in, quote, great health, still getting plenty of food and water, which is good.
How do they know this?
Because, Simo, they have released a picture of the Beefalo in question on their social media. Now, Simo,
okay,
you've seen the pictures of, we know when people say they've taken a picture of the Loch Ness Monster, and it's like a bit blurry. It's like, is that, it's like they say that's the head. It's like, isn't this probably just like a log or something floating in the water? Mm. I don't know. Simo, I'm going to show you the picture here. This is the picture that the local police have released on social media.
Okay.
Saying that the Beefalo is in a healthy way, like an update on the Beefalo. There is the picture there. Tell me that is not like a something of the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, it is. It's a dark shadow in a forest.
Yeah, basically there's a lot of trees and there's like a dark shadow behind some of the trees, which could be a head.
Yeah.
Or it could just be a tree.
Oh,
it's
dear.
Like it's getting to that stage.
It's maybe they've got other stuff that they accidentally biologically engineered into it, but the scientists forgot about. It's like in Jurassic World,
yeah,
where they realise halfway through that the Tyrannosaurus Rex can camouflage.
Okay.
Because they engineered it that way.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have bioengineered anything.
Look, I mean, I'm not as scared as it's, you know, in that movie there was a giant. It wasn't even called a T-Rex. It was like bigger than that, running around the loose, just eating people.
Correct.
This is a normal sized cow.
Yeah.
Eating grass. I'm less. If I was grass, I'd be scared.
In Beefalo territory, no one can hear you scream.
Yeah, no one can hear you scream because you're a blade of grass. Well, Simo, I will keep you updated on the Beefalo.
What an utter delight.
Any more updates? They come to hand.
I'm just going to leave that one there.
I thought I would.
I didn't even know if Beefalo has udders.
No, I think I didn't even know Beefalo was a thing until 6 months ago.
Simo and Jordan.
And we're going to continue speaking about money.
She take my money.
Because Bitcoin, you seem like someone that may have experimented with it.
You assume me incorrectly.
So you didn't go near it?
No.
Because it's...
I wish I did.
Yeah.
Back in the day when you could buy one for like $20 or something like that.
It did seem like a scary thing, didn't it?
So you buy an online currency that you can't just go into Woolies and, you know, they say, oh, that'll be $50. I'm like, here's the Bitcoin.
That's
like,
right.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's not an actual physical thing. It's an online currency. Is it?
Effectively. The way that I get my head around it is it's like power conversion is how you mine Bitcoin.
Right.
So you need a big, powerful computer that sucks up a lot of power and a lot of energy to produce a set of numbers which are unique.
Mm.
And that has value.
I don't think that's right.
Why?
I don't understand Bitcoin, but I don't think you need a powerful computer.
Yeah, you do.
I'm pretty sure you can just buy one on your phone.
No. You can buy them. Yeah. But I'm saying to mine them.
Oh, okay.
Right? How the currency?
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how the currency exists.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got no idea.
So, I love the fact you doubt me just on principle.
I got no idea. You're saying something, and I'm saying no. That's not correct.
Because Simo can't possibly be right.
Because I know full well that you have only a tiny bit more knowledge about this than me. I have nothing. You have 0.1%.
You say that, but I have done my research. I did look into this at the time.
Okay.
Because my nerdy friends were really into it. So they have
your nerdy friends said, "Oh, you should buy one," and you're like, "Ha." Nerds.
And now they're my rich nerd friends.
And now they're worth like $80,000 each or something.
So they have these physical Bitcoin wallets, which are just hard drives.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are sealed with a password, typically.
Okay.
Keep them safe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am pleased to say that there is one individual who, because the Bitcoin fluctuates so much, sometimes it's worth mega dollars, sometimes it's worth nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Currently, it's worth a hell of a lot.
I think 80,000. I saw that on TV. I could be wrong.
For each Bitcoin, righto. So this guy, his name is Stefan, and he says he's made peace with forgetting his Bitcoin password that would turn him into a millionaire. So he was investing in Bitcoin. It tanked, right? So he wasn't even looking into it anymore. And then it had this huge resurgence. And now on one single hard drive, he has $220 million worth of Bitcoin locked away on a password secure hard drive.
Okay.
Now, in order to access that hard drive, it only allows 10 password attempts.
So what happens after 10? It's lost
gone
forever?
Gone forever.
Oh.
So he's tried to put the correct password in 8 times so far with no luck.
Oh.
And the German-born programmer lost the piece of paper containing the password.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he still has the hard drive, but that's right. Just... Okay, I gotcha.
He's got a hard drive that's worth $220 million if he can remember the password.
But he can't.
Would that tear you apart?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah,
like if that was something that you had in your top drawer at home.
Yeah.
Would you, I don't know if you would make it through to the night.
I tell you what, you know, every single time he tried to attempt the password, knowing there's only 10 goes before you're locked out forever.
Pressure situation.
Imagine how tense he would have been. All right, okay, so I'm going to try password 123, okay? Let's go, let's type it in.
Lots of his mates have suggested passwords, such as password.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been unhelpful.
Did you try that?
Not yet.
Well, that could be it.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be it. Get this German guy on the phone.
So if that was you, Jordan,
yeah,
right, and you've got to 9 out of 10, right?
Well, 9 goes, nine so you've only goes, got one go left.
Got one go left.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a crack at it, or are you going to let it just sit there in the hopes that the password you either remember or it surfaces on some kind of piece of paper or diary that you've kept?
Well, what did you say? So this guy, he said he wrote the password down on a piece of paper. Is that correct?
Piece of paper containing the password, and it has since lost it.
Okay, maybe this is evil of me.
Yeah.
But if I was one of his mates, just sneak around his house. Grab a scrap piece of paper.
You're so bad.
Right, I don't know. I don't know anything about this guy. Say maybe he has kids that's called Sam or something. So, yeah. So Sam 123.
Yeah.
Just slide that underneath, I don't know, a chest of drawers or underneath the bed or something.
Horrible.
Hope he sees it.
Horrible.
Oh, my God. I've found the password. And then types it in and then he's lost forever.
That's so bad. That's Marvel villain type stuff there.
It really is, isn't it?
People thought...
Apart from the fact that the Marvel villain doesn't get the money in the end. Just no one does.
Yeah. Thanos. People thought Thanos was bad.
Mm.
Jordan's worse. So, but for you,
yeah,
would you have a crack at 10 out of 10 or
no,
just leave it?
No, I reckon I'd just leave it. Yeah, I don't think I'd have the guts to...
It's a ballsy move.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo.
Yes.
Want to have a chat about COVID?
Okay.
It's been in the news.
It's happening.
For like the last 10 months or so.
I don't think it's going anywhere real soon. Did you see this morning that they found... Because you know how, first of all, COVID-19, they were like, it's in bats. And then it was in this creature called a pangolin.
And then everyone Googled what a pangolin was.
Then it was in humans.
Yeah.
And then everyone decided to live indoors for the rest of their lives. And then it was in the big cats in the zoos.
Mm.
And then this morning they found it in ice cream.
What?
They found COVID in ice cream.
Ice cream's not a living thing.
Yeah. But
as in someone who had some ice cream, someone who ate some ice cream had COVID, they licked it,
okay. They made the batch.
Okay.
Yeah. It was in the made batch.
Right.
Out of China. Ingredients from New Zealand and Ukraine.
Hopefully they're not licking the ice cream in the factory before they sell it.
Would you?
I mean, yeah, but hopefully they don't.
Yeah, okay.
No, Simo, I do want to touch on COVID. Here in Australia, I know travelling into the States is still a bit iffy, but more or less our day-to-day life is kind of sort of back to normal.
Well, I got myself a police escort when I crossed the border at Albury.
Yeah, because you drove over the holiday period to South Australia.
If you're coming from South Australia,
mm.
And some rules changed at 6 p.m., and I was on the road at the time when they changed.
Mm.
So, And then I got turned around, but it was great. Got myself a little police escort. It was fun.
You say police escort. Sounds a bit like, you know, they got their flashing lights. Sounds a bit like a police chase.
They're chasing an escapee.
Yes. Simo, over in the UK, lockdown is COVID sort of much, much worse than here.
Oh, yeah.
I think because they had the first lockdown and things were sort of starting to get better, then they went in for a second one. And things weren't getting better, and now there's a third one that's kind of thrown in on top of that. It's not a good situation over in the UK.
They're an island nation, but they are, like, Europe-based, so...
Mm. Mm. Well, not anymore after Brexit.
I saw that.
Brexit joke in there.
Yeah, well, there was a British guy who crossed the border into Europe, right? and they...
Okay, well, cross the... There's quite a large body of water.
Yeah, Dover, right? So he crossed over.
I assume he had a boat or some sort. Yeah. Okay.
And then European authorities seized his ham sandwiches because under Brexit he wasn't allowed to bring any foreign meats. Oh, man. And it was like a Dutch officer and he was like, welcome to Brexit.
Like, we need all of your ham.
And it was like, can I just take, if you take the ham, can I take, no, we need to take the bread too, sir.
A warning to all UK people, don't bring any smoked meat out of the country.
Yep, you can't even take your sandwiches with you.
No, but Simo, over in the UK, a couple of people were decided to have a party.
Right.
Which, of course, during COVID, big no-no.
Mm.
They wanted to have a party, invited all their people around. They were doing the party, people noticed, police came around and said, you're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
Simo, what do you reckon their excuse was for having the party? Now, bear in mind, this may be the stupidest excuse that I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, in that case, if it's a stupid one, were they advocating herd mentality? What do they call it? Herd communal?
No.
Thing? No?
No, it wasn't right. That.
Were they having a silent disco?
No.
Because that wouldn't have been a noise issue then for the neighbours, would it? So that they should have had a silent disco.
Well, no, they shouldn't have because they're in lockdown and you can't do that sort of stuff.
Okay, yeah. So what were they doing?
So they had a party. When police knocked on the door, the occupants of the party claimed to be unaware that the global pandemic was happening.
Wow.
As they never watched the news.
Mm.
Now, not just like the lockdown was happening, they claim not to know about COVID at all.
Hey, what do they say? There's a saying about this.
What, that these people are idiots?
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I think that's
when
the
there's
one.
A global pandemic on, maybe less so.
It's ignorance is bliss and an infection.
Suffice to say, police did not accept that as a valid reason for the lockdown party.
Fair enough.
And they were hand COVID fixed penalty notices to everyone present at the party.
And they took all their ham sandwiches as well.
And they took all their ham sandwiches and said, right, we're off to France.
Gonna put these where they actually belong.
Yeah, and then they got to France and the ham sandwiches were confiscated.
Yeah.
And the French people said, why are you here? There's a global pandemic on.
Look,
go away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, hopefully it is vastly improving and quickly.
Mm, yeah, fingers crossed it does.
You know, now I've been making myself ham sandwiches out of spite because it's safe to do so.
You evil person. You're just posting them on social media.
Yeah.
Look at this, people in the UK. It's a ham sandwich. Simo and
Jordan. This is the end. But only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.